At the Child Abuse Royal Commission, the Anglican Church has apologised to survivors of clerical abuse. The General Secretary of the Church's General Synod has told the inquiry that the Church has cared more about its reputation and has tried to silence victims. Samantha Donovan is following the Commission hearings and she joins me now. Samantha, what's the focus of this latest Royal Commission hearing?
Well, Emily, this is another one of the review hearings that the Royal Commission is conducting as it heads towards the handing down of its final report in December. The focus is the Anglican Church over the next few days, and the Commission is looking at its current policies and procedures for child protection, as well as what's contributed to abuse in the Church in the past, also what affected its response to that abuse, and also the response of the Church so far to the recommendations of the Commission.
And just how widespread has the abuse been? We know that the Catholic Church's data was also released as part of a review of earlier cases. Do we have a clear picture of the abuse within the Anglican Church?
Yes, well, just as it's done with the Catholic Church, the Royal Commission has commissioned independent experts to look at the extent of the abuse in the Anglican Church and its institutions. We heard this morning that 60% of the people who've spoken to the Royal Commission in private hearings, and that's well over 600 now, 60% were abused in faith-based institutions. And of that 60%, 15% were abused in Anglican church institutions. So that's about 9% of all the people who've had a private session at the Royal Commission. So around 600 people would be the estimate there. The independent data experts have gone through and looked at the statistics. They've reviewed 23 Anglican dioceses and they looked at the number of complaints received, slightly different to the survey that was done for the Catholic Church, which looked at the number of claims for compensation. So in the Anglican Church between 1980 and 2015, there were 1,082 alleged incidents of abuse. The highest number of complaints was received in the Anglican Diocese of Brisbane, but it was pointed out that that diocese is a little unusual in that its figures include all complaints from schools. So Brisbane had 33% of all complaints. That was followed by the Anglican Diocese of Adelaide, which had 14% of all complaints, then Melbourne, Sydney, Newcastle and Tasmania. 569 perpetrators were identified, 247 of them were Anglican clergy, 285 Anglican lay people, and the status of another 37 alleged abusers was unknown. But again, Emily, important to point out, as was pointed out at the Commission this morning, that many, many people haven't come forward to report their abuse. So this is a conservative estimate.
And the Anglican Church has apologised to victims this morning. How was that apology framed?
Well, Anne Highwood, who's the General Secretary of the General Synod of the Anglican Church, spoke at the Commission this morning after Senior Counsel Assisting's opening address. She apologised to victims. She said the Church had been humbled by the survivors who've relived their pain at hearings, and she said it's helped the Church's understanding of what had happened.
In confronting our failings, we are ashamed. We have had to face that we have not always protected the children we were trusted to care for. It is clear that there were times when we did not act as we should and we allowed harm to continue. We did not believe those who came forward and we tried to silence them. We cared more about the church's reputation than those who had been harmed. We have witnessed firsthand the suffering of those who have shared their stories. We have seen in their faces and heard in their voices not only the pain of the abuse they suffered as a child, but the further damage that we inflicted when they came forward as adults seeking justice and comfort, and we pushed them aside.
Anne Highwood, the General Secretary of the General Synod of the Anglican Church of Australia at the Royal Commission this morning. Samantha Donovan was our reporter covering the hearings.